16. Ever-changing energy. The ultimate test of man's conscience may be his willingness to sacrifice something today for future generations whose words of thanks will not be heard. Gaylord Nelson, co-founder of Earth Day. What do global warming, pollution, and wars all have in common? All three of these are possible effects of the world's oil shortage. All three are major reasons why countries everywhere are spending tons of money each year trying to find new and different energy sources for heating homes and powering cars. In the year 2000 alone, about 8 million cars around the world used alternative fuels. Alternative fuels mean anything other than fossil fuels, something different than oil. These fuels include everything from biodiesel to electric fuel and battery cells, from natural gas to biofuel. Brazil is one country that has already taken the lead in using biofuel. This is because biofuel is made from a mix of gasoline and ethanol, which comes from corn or sugarcane. Because of Brazil's warm climate, it grows a lot of sugarcane. Sugarcane ethanol is not the only kind of ethanol, but it works much better than ethanol made from corn, like that which the United States mostly produces. As a result, Brazil has become the largest exporter of ethanol, selling it to countries such as Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States. The country is also the world leader in using biofuels for transportation. In fact, even though Brazil is one of the largest oil producers in Latin America, ethanol biofuel has already replaced gasoline in 40% of its cars, and almost all cars made in Brazil can use both kinds of fuel, regular gasoline or biofuel. Brazilians are happy, because while alcohol, as they call it, doesn't run as well as regular gasoline, it's cheaper, cleaner, helps boost the economy, and helps their country build stronger international relations.